So, members, the House Legislative...
I don't even know what it is. I don't say it enough.
Administration Committee will come to order. Will the Secretary please take the roll?
Vice Chair Cuff?
Here.
Vice Chair Dunwell?
Here.
Representative Abbott? Representative Burgley?
Oh, excused. Here. I'm sorry.
Representative Doan?
Excused.
Representative Galt?
Here.
Representative Hamilton?
Here.
Representative Lenz?
Here.
Representative Noland?
Here.
Representative Perry?
Here.
Representative Pearson?
Aye.
Representative Weber?
Here.
Representative Zolnikoff?
Excused.
Chair Rickey?
Here. Okay, so today the meeting is we're going to do executive action on one bill, which is House Bill 576. So I guess I would ask Representative Dunwell, do we need to split to do executive action, or can we just do it now and talk amongst ourselves and vote?
I think we can do it now. This is Representative Hamilton's bill. What would be your pleasure, Representative Hamilton?
I think we're fine. Let's go for it.
Okay, so we are open for discussion now. So, well, I guess not yet. Sorry. I need you to move the bill.
I'll take care of it. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move House Bill 576 do pass.
Is there discussion on the bill?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Hamilton.
I would like to propose amendment HB 057601. Dot ASB.
Thank you.
This was provided, I think, to all of us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we're going to have Rachel explain the amendment to us, please.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, committee members, if you look on page 2, line 9 of the bill, the amendment would strike subsection B in its entirety, and that would remove the 4 members who are appointed by the governor. So the Legislative Session Change Committee would consist of 8 legislators, 4 from each house. And then the remainder of the amendments, the second amendment you see is striking on lines 17 through 19. It's striking the language that would provide those public members payment. And then the other 2 amendments are technical changes to the language of the bill. Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Is there discussion on the amendment? Representative Hamilton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This was the major point of discussion, I think, when we had the hearing, that Representative Zolnikoff had expressed concern that we would be broadening the committee out beyond the legislators, and he and I have talked about this amendment. I'm fine with the amendment, and so would recommend that you do pass.
Any other discussion on the amendment?
Question.
Let's try a voice vote. All those in favor of the amendment, let me look. Amendment HB 057601.ASB, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Amendment carried.
Proxies.
Sorry.
Representative Zolnikoff votes aye by proxy. Representative Doan votes aye by proxy. And Representative Cuff votes aye by proxy.
Representative Abbott votes aye by proxy. And I think that's it.
So amendment carries. Now, discussion.
Mr. Chairman, I move 576, HB 576 once amended.
Thank you. So now there's discussion on the bill as amended. Representative Noland.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My notes, when I looked at a couple of comments, Chris Hansen, she said she liked the bill if we could take out 9. And that didn't happen, so I have a concern with that. That was on page 2. So at this point, I am a no.
Further discussion on the bill as amended. Representative Hamilton.
I'm sorry, Representative Nolan. I'd like you to clarify that.
Yes, I.
Just now, reminding or looking at our
Further discussion on the bill as amended. Representative Galt.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question for Representative Hamilton.
Mr. Chair,
Representative, I have also thought about this more of part of my job and how the later end cuts into calving. Would we be able to talk about a 45 and 45 day every year session underneath this?
Mr. Chair, Representative Galt, I think everything's on the table. As I said in the hearing, the only thing I would be concerned about is I think that I maybe wouldn't do it as 45-45, but have sessions in both years, perhaps shorter in the first year than in the second, simply to give new legislators better experience so that when we get in the main session. But I think everything's on the table. And one last thing I would add, in former senator who came and spoke in the hearing had actually proposed in her bill to run it at a different time of the year so they wouldn't even run into primaries in that second year. So I think everything's on the table.
Yes, but our problem is we have to finish today. Because if this doesn't get out of executive action by Monday morning, then it's a dead bill.
Mr. Chair, I don't think there's anything in the bill that requires us to amend it to touch on what Representative Galt was talking about. I think that if I understood his question correctly, is could different options be considered, and this bill does not require us to do it a certain way.
Okay. Any other discussion on the bill as amended? Ms. Representative Dunwell.
Thank you. I know time is of the essence, which is case in point, I think, is why we need to study the legislative process. I think any project calls for periodic evaluation, and that includes the legislative process. So I'm a yes.
Further discussion on the bill as amended? Representative Hamilton.
Mr. Chair, I just wanted to come back to answer your question a little bit more clearly. On page 2 in section 2, it merely talks about the possibility of studying splitting the legislative session between the odd and even year. And then on line 25, talks about meeting for a limited time. Doesn't say what length of time, doesn't require anything. So just to reaffirm
Thank you,
what I've said.
Representative Hamilton. Further discussion on the bill as amended. Representative Lenz.
Yes, Mr. Chair. Just commenting on the bill. Section 2, number 2A under there, does kind of define what that would look like. Legislative meeting the odd year is provided for law for a limited time to organize, adopt rules in the budget for the legislative session. Just the legislative session. Make standing committee appointments. Confirm gubernatorial appointments. Provide for training and membership, and organize for recess work. I think that's a little confining, because it's kind of implying what you talked about, Representative Hamilton, when you presented the bill. I think I'm going to have to be a no on this, Mr. Chair, and Representative Hamilton.
Representative Hamilton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative, thanks for pointing that out. I would come back to what number 2 says, however. This committee must study and develop recommendations for. That is one of the possibilities. It doesn't say that's where we have to end up. It doesn't say where you end up. You just have to study it. And make a recommendation about it.
Question.
Question's been called. Let's have the secretary take a roll call vote, please.
Vice Chair Cuff?
No, by proxy. Yeah.
Vice Chair Dunwell?
Yes.
Representative Abbott?
Yes.
Representative Berkley?
No.
Representative Dohm?
No, by proxy.
Representative Galt?
No.
Representative Hamilton?
Yes.
Representative Lenz?
No.
Representative Noland?
No.
Representative Perry?
Yes.
Representative Pearson?
Aye.
Representative Weber?
Yes.
Representative Zolnikoff?
No, by proxy.
Chair Rickey?
No.
Six yes, eight no.
Mr. Chairman, I move to table HB 576.
You've heard the motion to table. Voice vote, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Representative Cupp votes aye by proxy. Representative Doan votes aye by proxy. Representative Zolnikoff votes aye by proxy.
So, House Bill 576 has been tabled. So thank you, committee. We will meet again next week on Tuesday. We have two Senate bills to hear. Sorry for the inconvenience, but the schedule's just been crazy. It's hard just to get 5 minutes to meet. So I appreciate your patience, and I'll see you on Tuesday. This ends this meeting. This ends this